What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, joining us every Tuesday during the Philadelphia Eagles season, which keeps going. Right now at 4 o'clock is Jordan Mailata. Jordan's call is sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Jordan, how we doing?
I'm doing great. You sound so surprised.
happy. Not surprised. Where does, given all of the situation in its entirety, with the weather, with the opponent, where does Sunday's game rank for you in terms of physically demanding games you've played in on the Eagles?
Definitely top two.
Wow. Is there another one that pops into your head, by the way, when you say that?
Yes. Chicago 2022.
Okay.
It was colder there.
Oh, it was cold out there. Yeah, that's the game Jalen got injured.
That windshield was no joke.
Yeah, but I played in a couple of those games, man. Coming off Lake Michigan there, that's pretty pretty cold out there in Chicago.
Pretty cold.
Yeah. Other than that, though, it looks like you guys were having fun out there Sunday, man. Just, you know, pounding on someone else. Pause. My bad. But just basically beating up another defensive front and getting after them from running the football standpoint. I'm just wondering, comparing Sunday to when you guys played them that first time around, was there anything different, or was it just a matter of time before you guys felt like you were going to break a couple of big runs there?
Probably felt like a matter of time, really. Just trying to figure out what they were throwing at us in the early downs, and then get into a rhythm from there. So, yeah, it was pretty similar to what we saw in the regular season. But man, gotta give credit, man. That's a good front that they have there.
Now I got to give you credit, man. That first touchdown run from Jalen. He had a lead blocker down the field. I look up and it's you. You know what I mean? I look up and it's you down the field.
I'm defending to a defender. I'm defending to the defender. On that play, I wasn't sure if he. I thought he handed it off to Faye, because there was, when I pulled, there was just no one. So I'm thinking, okay, the defense have, you know, they've all chasing the ball to the left. So I slowed down to, you know, just to take a peek, just in case Jalen did keep it. And lo and behold, he's, you know, right there behind me. So I try to start the car up again, and you know, I'm like, all right, let me get going. Got to try to block somebody. I just got in his way, to be honest.
I tell you, though, man, that can't be easy for you, O lineman. You just described something that I don't think most people may not be aware of, but you go through that play fake. You don't know if Saquon has the ball going to the left or Jalen is coming through there behind you. So I'm interested. Is that you just got to block regardless, no matter what, or how do you? I'm just wondering how you go through that play and you're not really for sure who's behind you with the ball.
Yeah, usually on that play, you know, I'm going to be blocking somebody when I pull into that gap.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem was there was no one to, you know, that I was blocking, because they had obviously, I don't want to get too football-y, make it look like I know something, but basically.
I hope you do.
Nah, man, because I know peanuts. I don't know football. Basically, there was no one for me to pull in for, so yeah. I just kind of was like, oh, okay, maybe they're chasing, you know, the misdirection the other way or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, the guy was behind me, and I was like, oh, I better start the car up again.
You know, related to that, it seems like this year they've called more illegal man downfield penalties than I've seen in the NFL, not just in Eagles games, but in general. And it's always an offensive lineman. That how difficult is, I don't want to get you in trouble here. I'm just trying to get your perspective on how difficult that is to manage, because it seems like a question of what you think is happening behind you is what
thing.
You have to judge.
Yeah,
that's more of a timing thing. Like we're clearly aware of plays where, you know, we don't have to be downfield. So it's a timing thing on an offensive line part. Mm-hmm. So short and sweet answer for you, Spike.
So there's one of the Saquon runs, you can see maybe 2 seconds after Jalen hands him the ball, his arms are up. He knows it's a touchdown. Like, how many times do you get to see it that early? Or are you so busy with the guy right in front of you that Saquon could be, you know, off to the races and you're still doing your job? Do you ever get the chance to enjoy it as early as Jalen did?
No. No, I'm not. If you see that play that you're talking about, I'm too busy talking to my friend there that I'm blocking.
Right.
And I'm telling him he's going to the house. So that was just as enjoyable as, you know, watching it.
Right.
And then turning around and seeing that he actually went to the house. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, he did. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool for everyone, you know. You guys, the whole time we've talked about it, I think there's been a lot of praise for Saquon, and rightly so, but we always end up circling back to it being a unit with you guys and him. And I know the job is not done, and I'm not talking about it as past tense, but you guys must be proud of what you've accomplished in that respect with him this year.
Yes, there is an immense, you know, feeling that we're very, very thankful for each other. I think we complement each other well. And again, I just think that starts in the off season. You know, you build that relationship personally. And then when you come into the building, you build that professionally. And, you know, the guy does a great job of communicating with us and just making sure that we're all on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, we're pretty lucky, man. We're pretty lucky to have found each other. Thank you, Howie.
I tell you, man, I tell you, Jordan, it was from a viewer standpoint, watching the game, the snow, watching how the first half, at least the two-thirds or a third of the first half was pretty much clear, and then the second half was pretty much snow, and you can't see the numbers on the field. It's great football viewing pleasure for us as fans. I'm wondering from your perspective of being down there with your teammates, particularly on the offensive side of the ball, what was that like for you playing in that type of weather? You weren't here 10 years ago or 12 years ago when the Snow Bowl happened. So this was really the first time you guys got a chance to play in this type of weather. What was that like for you and your linemen out there Sunday?
It was fun, and that moment's not fun. You know, the conditions made it hard to execute plays, but that, you know, that's not an excuse. That's just like something that we all have to deal with and play through.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that's the truth. As in terms of, like, vision, you could clearly see them. Their bright blue helmets popped out like an eyesore. So I think from a physicality standpoint, there was just, we're not on the field long enough to be warm. So, like, it was just cold the whole time that you're in the huddle, or, you know, at the 5 seconds that you're executing a play, you're warm, and then you go back to the huddle. So I was pretty happy that we were going no huddle at points in the game, just because it was keeping us warm, keeping us fresh, and keeping it going.
So Sunday, Washington, the third time you guys have played them. The first one was a pretty tight game, and then you guys lose a tight game.
Another
the second
one.
Time.
Yep.
And,
yep.
And a team that's playing really well right now. An advantage for you playing, I know you're going to hear this question 600 times, but it's an interesting answer. An advantage playing a team the third time, a disadvantage, how do you look at it?
Just another game that we get to play. Another game that we get to prepare for. The best part about it is that we're familiar with this opponent. But man, you got to treat it like another, like it's just the next game. And I mean, I don't know how else to answer that. That's how we go about business. You can't change what you've been doing the last 20 weeks just because you've seen them and they've been close games. Like, how we prepare is just going to be the same way, you know, that we've been doing it. Obviously, learn from our mistakes, but I mean, when I look at this team, yes, they've improved since the last time we saw them. And, you know, playing at home is going to be a great advantage for us because our fans, sheesh, our fans are great.
That's what I wanted to ask you about.
They get to come here into the Dragon Pit, whatever you want to call it, and, you know, experience that. So it's going to be a good game this week. Good on good.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you about. And listen, you do a great job of compartmentalizing things and trying to keep the main thing the main thing. But we as fans, we get to look ahead a little bit. We get to dare to dream. Man, this is another conference championship game for you, your second one at home with the opportunity to obviously go play in the Super Bowl. Got to be pretty special knowing you got this game at home with what's on the line. You just mentioned it a little bit. You touched on it. But just that atmosphere, what it was like for you guys a couple of years ago going up against San Francisco, I'm pretty sure you're hoping for that same type of atmosphere come Sunday.
I'm not hoping. I know that's the same type of atmosphere we're going to get.
Okay.
I know that the fans are going to turn up. They're going to create that atmosphere. No doubt in that. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, I compartmentalize everything. You know, when I'm at work, it's the next game. But, you know, when I take a step back, I understand the stakes.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what's up for grabs. So don't get me wrong. I know what I'm playing for. But, you know, when you're actually playing, you just got to keep playing. Keep playing the next down. Treat it like a normal game.
Well, we know you have a lot of stuff to do this week, and we are conscious of letting you go and do your work. But we do have one just really important question that you've weaseled out of two consecutive.
Thanks for having me on here.
You've weaseled out of two consecutive weeks.
Catch you guys next week.
You're not going to answer, are you? You're supposed to tell us who you would give the media member award to of the media, given that you were the eagle that got the media member award, and you won't answer it.
But like I said, you're going to ruin all the relationships that I've built in the last 7 years. I've worked hard to build. These media members.
You are. You know,
but they're all frauds, Jordan. They're all frauds. It's all right.
Yeah, you should just say you don't like any of them.
It's not true.
Well, all right. So we'll push it off another week,
yeah,
I guess.
We got another week. We'll wait the next week.
By the way, after football, and if you decide not to be a professional singer, you should become a politician because your ability to dodge difficult questions seems to be excellent. Top tier.
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
All right, Jordan.
All right, brother. Good luck Sunday.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Take it easy.
Dude straight up lied to me.
Well, yeah.
I mean, straight up lied to me.
He's persistent, though.
He's coach speaking us on a very simple question.
Yes.
Who do you like?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
Just come on.
There's a million answers.
Yes.
And you could just say Elliot and be like, okay, we like, yeah, a little suck up-ish.
And
but
then,
see?
Well, but then
that's why you don't want to do it, right?
But then that way, if one of the other writers is like, how could you pick Elliot? He'd be like, look, I was on WIP.
What am I supposed to say? What do you want me to say? Also, they'll be fine. They'll get over it. They're not real people anyway.
They're not going to take the award back from you.
Yeah. Come on, that was a big moment for the media, the big J's that cover this team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jordan.
Yeah, you're so great.
You're the best.
Thank you for talking to us. As long as you remember their names, they'll keep coming back. That's a big key for those guys.
It's not just that hard.
Remember their names. Give them a, hey, big guy, grab them on the shoulder.
As a recipient of the award.
Oh, yeah, two-time. Which are you more proud of, your two-time captaincy at Michigan State or two-time media good guy, you know, handout? Well,
I will say this. As proud as I am about being a two-time captain at State, it was much more effective being a two-time winner of this media award.
Look what it turned into.
Yes, right?
Exactly.
right, we'll get to
help build relationships.
Yes, absolutely. Well, come on, Jordan. By the way, the money these guys make.
Oh,
you know,
believe me,
right
yeah, you're
now,
good, Jordan. Yeah.
Yeah. If you were making $25 million a year, you wouldn't be sitting with us idiots here right now. I can assure you of that.
That's for sure.
Nick Saban had something to say about Jalen Hurts. We will get to that right after we talk to Reese in North Philly. Reese, you're on WIP.
Biggest Jalen fan.
What's going on, fellas?
What up, Reese?
What up, Reese?
Hey, listen, one thing we can't let happen this weekend is that trash owner from the Sixers hosting the trophy.
Dude, Josh
Harris. Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
Josh Harris on the field of the link.
Does he come down to the sideline?
He will.
I've been convicted. Wow. Like if they did that in the next home game for the Sixers, he would get booed, right? Like he might have to sell the team.
Yeah, he may not be able to come back to a Sixers game for a few weeks.
No, then
well,
let me tell you.
He's not there anyway.
Yeah, and you know what I was gonna say? If the Commanders are in the Super Bowl, I don't think he's gonna care.
He's coming back. Yeah.
Yeah. He's gonna. We will become officially redheaded stepchild material.
Yes.
of Josh Harris. If we cannot let him receive the NFC Championship trophy in the middle of Lincoln Financial Field. With the Commanders.
Well, they do it in the locker room now.
Oh, do they?
I think so.
Okay.
I think when the visiting team wins, they do it in the locker room.
It can't happen in the locker room, Mike.
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah.
Now, if they told us him doing that would break the curse of the Sixers and get us a championship, I might think about it. But I just don't want to. I don't want to see that. I don't even like the owner. So, but on to the game, fellas. I think this is another blowout. Just like I said for the last two, even though Sunday wasn't a blowout.
Sunday was not
a
blowout,
brother. I was
going to say,
we haven't blown anybody out.
Yeah, we were 10 yards away from losing the game on Sunday, Reese.
Yeah, but Jalen.
When I say blowout, there's never a chance that I feel like we're going to lose. Double-digit winning. We was winning by double digits, so we should have.
Bro, what game were you watching?
Yeah, what were you watching Sunday?
Wait, didn't we go up like 13 late?
Yeah, and
yeah,
then they
cut. I felt comfortable for about 5 minutes there.
Oh,
yeah, they scored immediately.
They scored in 90 seconds, and then they had the ball on our 13-yard line. It was over, Reese. I'm convinced I died when Nacua caught that ball, and I'm living in a heaven where the Eagles won the game. I'm convinced the Rams won that game. That's how bad I felt when he caught that ball.
Well, listen, Jalen Carter, the best Eagle defensive lineman since Reggie White, saved the day, baby. So we got to thank him for that.
Yeah. That's I agree with you on that.
Might even surpass Reggie, but that's for another day.
Yeah, well, let's.
Yeah, he's a better Packer anyway.
Yeah, wow. Reggie White.
True. Reggie didn't win here.
He did not win here, but that's our fault, not his fault.
Yeah, it's not his fault.
Hey, Reese, next question today. Give us a breakthrough performance.
Damon Idris Snowfall.
Damon Idris Snowfall.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
You never watched Snowfall? The series Snowfall?
No.
Snowfall?
That's a movie or a series?
It's a series.
Oh, okay. Well, my bad.
it's based on Freeway Ricky Ross from South Central LA.
Oh, no. What channel is
that? Well, I know who Freeway Ricky Ross is.
Who produced John Singleton produced it?
Oh, really? I didn't know the higher learning guy, John Singleton.
I'm looking at it now. Okay.
Yeah,
come on, that's a classic.
USC graduate, John.
It's not a classic. It's 2017 to 2023. You know, let's take a little deep breath.
It's one of the top 10 TV series, in my opinion.
Okay. All right, Reese.
Okay.
You're on the board. All right. So, Nick Saban.
I'm looking at Damson Idris.
Is he even famous?
Yeah, I don't even know what
How
else
could it
he's
be a breakthrough performance
yes.
if you didn't break through to anything?
Doesn't sound like a winning answer.
Yeah, no disrespect to the show or the actor.
Right, yeah.
But, like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nick Saban did coach Jalen Hurts, and he
and
was.
And me.
And Ike Reese.
Mm-hmm. Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was.
And he had this to say about Jalen's play.
Terrible.
I agree with a lot of what Saban said there. I think there is sort of with the number of sacks he's taken this year, I think I think Jalen might think he's a little more elusive than he actually is.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and I don't know
he's
if
watching too much of Lamar.
Yes. Well, they're different athletes. I mean, yes. Jalen's a great athlete, but Lamar is a different category of athlete. And there's a big difference also doing it against college athletes and NFL athletes, given the speed of what happened. So,
yeah.
I guess I could agree with Saban saying that in a normal circumstance. In a normal circumstance, he can escape some of those things, and that might be true. But even when he's healthy, that issue is still there. You know, holding the ball too long and ending up taking sacks.
That part has been there all year long.
Yeah, so I don't...
I think he holds the ball the longest of any quarterback in the league.
He does, and he's 30th in sack rate. Yeah. So honestly, if the job of if his job is going to be don't turn it over, you know, no negative plays, then I would say him throwing the ball more and hitting AJ is less of my concern. And the next on my list after turnovers is sacks, because they are sometimes they're not turnovers, but they can be.
Yeah.
If you take a 2nd and 6 to a 3rd and 14, you've essentially given up the ball in that
it's,
series.
It's the number one play for me that I have the biggest issue with Jalen on.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else I'm good with. I'm good with the low passing yards and all of that stuff. It's the negative plays. It's the sack plays. And when people will say, well, it's better than turning the ball over. Yeah, I know that. But here's the thing. That's not the two choices he has, turn it over or take a sack. He can either take off or throw the ball away. Right? And there are too many times where, and throughout the year, there are times where he's taken sacks and they've been knocked out of field goal range. You know, I think back to the Cleveland Brown game. They wind up taking a sack. I didn't like the play. I think it was like 2nd and 1, and we're in shotgun trying to throw the ball as opposed to just running the ball. We wind up having to kick a longer field goal, which means Jake has to sort of kick a line drive versus shooting the ball up.
Right.
Miles Garrett, who we all knew was going to block the damn field goal, blocks it, and they run it back for a touchdown. Now, that's when it was 2nd and 1 at, like, the 30-yard line. Like, that shouldn't happen.
Right.
A couple of bad play calls, but he made it worse by holding on to the football and taking sacks. You can't do that. That's the only problem I had with Sunday's game. And I'm not saying they were all his fault.
No.
But the bottom line is that happens far too often.
Yep.
Throw the ball away or take off with it.
If Sam Darnold's getting sacked 9 times, Jalen Hurts can't get sacked 7 times.
With this offensive line? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. this offensive line, the fact that the running game is primarily what we're trying to do, just can't do it.
Yep.
All right. Clipboard report next. Ooh, sometimes we like to find out what former backup quarterbacks are saying about the Eagles. So we have a clipboard report coming up next. What?
No, I'm just
a little disrespectful.
No. I like the name of it and everything.
Visor report.
The thing I'm because I don't hear these sound bites prior to.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm just interested in hearing who we got this week.
Yeah.
Well, again, when they're pro Jalen, they played in the league.
Yes.
When they're anti Jalen, their stats get brought up.
Yes.
When Chris Sims says something negative, the John Gruden clip is played over and over again.
Yeah. What are these guys?
Yeah, idiots.
Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick threw 170 interceptions. What does he know?
Loser.
All right. That is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.